If you live according to the flesh, you shall die. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I just sang in the Gospel, in the Latin, you followed in your missal, or the leaflet, those terrible words of the Lord to the steward, give an accounting of thy stewardship. When I come to die, and he says to me those words, how will it be with me? Will I die forever, or will I live and be received into everlasting dwellings? We live with death daily, even if you resist the siren call of the media and all of the information beamed at you from all these different channels, the local tragedies and the national and international bloodshed. Why, then still, there are the prayers. In charity, we're Christians, we must pray for the sick and for the dead and for those who will die this day. Charity makes us face step, but makes us face death, but still, you know, it's at a step removed. Clarity comes, though, I think, when sooner or later we lose a loved one, we find ourselves at a funeral, or simply the summons comes, give an accounting of thy stewardship. Is there anyone with faith so dead as to blunt that sharp-edged sword, to parry its thrust? Will I save my soul? Now, some may be so caught up in what St. Paul calls the works of the flesh today. That's not only the sins against holy purity. That counts, too, all of that human element, human judgments, to be caught up in human prejudices and human ambitions. That makes us already to be dead in the spirit. Will I save my soul when I die? We all know that faith alone won't do it. Without works, it is dead. Bergoglio thinks very highly of the Pentecostals. For several months now, he's been cultivating all of those big TV Protestant channel show preachers from the United States, the ones of the prosperity gospel. Theirs is a gospel of the flesh, with flashy cars and lots of money and homes and private planes. And just last weekend, he went down to Caserta, outside of Naples, to apologize to some apostate Catholics who are the Italian Protestants, because Mussolini, if you please, persecuted them in the last century. But the Bible says that their salvation plan won't work. It won't save you. St. Paul is pretty clear. If you live according to the flesh, you shall die. We Catholics, I mean the Catholics of the true variety, Pentecostalism, I don't think, would have too much of a pull for most of you. I can't see any of you rolling down the aisle this morning. But the pious, preening, pretentious, sort of pharisaical showiness, that seems to afford some comfort for the Catholics of our day, as though condemning others were enough to save ourselves, but it's not. If our life determines our death, and our life should be one steady putting to death of the deeds of the flesh, the moment of death still determines everything. It is the end that matters, and on it depends our eternity. And so we tremble, or at least we ought to, from time to time, before we change the mental channel. Click. We tremble. Tremens factus sum ego. we sing standing solemnly at the coffin, at the end of a funeral, carrying a candle or holy water or incense, pleading for the deceased soul, but thinking about our last day, our dies irae. We tremble to think that perhaps our last moments will find us with sins unforgiven, unprepared to meet our Lord, perhaps even without the anointing and the absolution, the viaticum, or last communion, that make up last rites. I always think of that scene from my favorite Shakespeare play, Hamlet, when the king returns from purgatory to tell his son about his unprepared death. Cut off, even in the blossoms of my sins, unhouseled, disappointed, unannealed. No reckoning made, but sent to mine account with all my imperfections on my head. Oh, horrible. Oh, horrible. Most horrible. Now, if forced to confront them, it's only human that we want to take a painful situation and somehow apply the salve of a simple philosophy, something prudent, pre-planning. That should do it. I'll go to confession, but not just yet. Or they'll send for a priest for me when the time comes and all will be well. Only don't count on that. Even our own don't send for a priest anymore. If you knew the struggle we had just to find out our own who are sick or dead. The obstacles are many. I know some priests, you could call them our local God squad, I think. They're always the first to get there if somebody is sick or is dying, and they always beat us. I wish them well of it. Their motive is an odd one. I think they believe they're the only ones who aren't tainted, and so they have to try to cover all the bases. But in any case, it is interesting to consider the growing spirit of competition amongst the clergy here in Cincinnati anymore. It can only benefit you, the laity. It's much better than the old days when we only had one priest and that part-time here. But still, say, Father, and you know any valid priest would do in danger of death. Still, say, Father, doesn't make it. And if there's no priest, well, you would say, God is good. I believe in him. I'm not a bad person. Surely I'll squeeze by into purgatory and be saved, yet so as by fire, as the king in Hamlet was saved, cut off even in the blossoms of his sins. But all of these things are the thoughts of believers. We have so many helps to salvation from a God who wants to save us, think of it, more than we want to be saved. The Schola sang that magnificent introit from Candlemas Day, Suscepimus, this morning. We have received thy mercy in the midst of thy temple, O Lord. And what is his mercy not given us? We have, you hear them about them in this church. We have promises, and we have devotions, and we have prayers. And you see the priests, more and more priests, and sacraments, and masses, and even those little sacraments of daily life, the sacramentals, your scapular, and the sign of the cross, and your rosaries. And confession, if all of this were not enough, confession, like baptism, has its twin, the confession of desire, the act of perfect contrition. How good God is, you could exclaim, without anyone taking you for a Pentecostal, I'm sure, Abba, Father. But for the vast majority of men, they know not so good a Father. And if they have some concept of the afterlife, their only response could be, oh, well, I am a good person, and God wouldn't, well, that and $2 would get you into Starbucks. Some, and never think this, never say this, say, I'm going to hell anyway, so what difference does it make? I know a fallen priest who said that to another priest. Can you imagine the tragedy of that thought? Would you have been prepared to die? Even without a priest, had your time come the last time you received the sacraments? Strangely enough, St. Alphonsus himself doesn't seem to think that the last sacraments would necessarily do it. Because St. Paul, as you live, so shall you die. The last sacraments, after all, are not so very different from the others. In the introit, we end by saying, thy right hand is full of justice. Who's the right hand of the Father? That's Jesus, before whom we will go to be judged at the end. So at your last confession, your last Holy Communion, would that have prepared you for eternity? Or last night, those hastily murmured prayers, your three Hail Marys and your act of contrition, that should have been enough for you because you have received his mercies to face his justice. In the sacraments and daily prayer, furthermore, You're conscious, you're awake, you're lucid, or as lucid as you get. And that will not necessarily be the case, even if the priest gets there for you at the moment of your death. Extreme unction is designed, it is true, the mercy of God, to cover just such a circumstance. But what about your circumstances? Will you be ready? It is healthy for us to think this way sometimes. In the masses of holy women, we pray, pierce my flesh with thy fear. The salutary fear should never be entirely banished. It's a bit like a gnawing, weakening hunger because we've neglected to eat. It's a good thing, this fear. It's a red warning light. It is a siren before the storm. What shall I, poor man, be pleading? Who for me be interceding when even saints be comfort needing? The Dies Irae. What shall I plead today? What do I need today to be able to say with Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane and St. Paul in the Sunday Epistle, Abba, Father, in Aramaic, and in English, Daddy, it means. A most dear Father, and to say it with confidence, rather than to cringe in fear and change the subject. At the very thought of my accounting and his summons, what do I need? If not the highest, if not the best, if not the greatest of virtues, which is the love of God. Diliges, thou shalt love. Not thou shalt bargain, compromise, deal with it, or outrace, but thou shalt love with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength. But the strength of God's love is so weak in me. So then, let me say, as I pray my act of charity, do you ever say the act of charity? Let me say with refreshing honesty, the Curia of Ars, patron saint of parish priests, he said once, we should say, "My God, I do not love you, but all I ask is the grace to love you." And know this, if we love nothing, not the world, not weakness, not chance accident, not a traffic jam, not a missing priest, nothing need come between me and my God, who shall separate me from the love of Christ? My God, and dare I say it, the dearest of fathers and daddy. To love God is the one thing necessary. To love God is everything. To love God perseveringly is to become a saint. But the saint says, "Say, I don't love you, but I ask for the grace to do so." Let's do that now, because that's everything. So I've printed the act of charity right at the very end of your leaflet with the Sunday music, if you have it with you in the pew. I thought we could end by saying the act of charity together. Say the act of charity frequently. Oh my God, I love thee above all things with my whole heart and soul, because thou art all good and worthy of all love. I love my neighbor as myself for the love of thee. I forgive all who have injured me and ask pardon of all whom I have injured. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.